Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the Adult Zone. With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Hello, out there! It's Cyberworld! What's up? You are tuned into the Adult Zone with La Crush, myself, and my co-host.
Black Reporter.
We are here. We're not queer. We're a happy but good time. Oh, rabbit.
Oh, what the hell was that?
I don't know.
She's being silly again, y'all.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, it's the last Tuesday of the month. And, the last Tuesday of the month, we do trifling news. We do trifling news. Shout out to everybody that got trifling news stories out there. I know we're not the first to do it, but shout out to the people that do what we do. You know, I really shout out to that.
And, you know, some of these stories are, you know, some of them make you laugh, some of them make you shake your head, some of them make you really say, what in the hell?
I know, right? No, Black Reporter, not what in the hell. What the fuck? We're going there today. What the fuck?
You look at that.
Well, we're going there. You know how we do. We're not polite with it at all.
And some will really make you want to cry.
Yeah, some will make you want to cry. Do us a solid, if you listen to the sound of our voices right now, be sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Invite them over. That call-in number, 805-830-8320. And we're ready. Are you ready, Black Reporter?
Let's get in.
So, you want to start off with the story, or you want I to start off with the story?
You start with the story.
I start off with a story?
Yeah.
Let me look in my Rolodex. Ring. I'll get sound effects. I'm going to start off with something light. Everybody know about O.J. Simpson being charged with the attempted murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Simpson. And we had a whole trial.
Wait a minute. The man has been found not guilty. Hold on.
How are you going to say, wait a minute, I'm not even finished talking about what I'm saying? Okay. So, he was, we went back, and this is going back over 17 years, and 1994, this went down, 94, 95, O.J. Simpson on trial with the attempted murder of killing his wife, ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her boyfriend, or her friend, Ron Goldman. He was found not guilty. However, there is a gentleman by the name of William Deere. He is a celebrity private eye. And he says that O.J. Simpson did not get away with the murder. He does not think O.J. Simpson got away with the murder. The real killer is the O.J. Simpson's oldest son, Jason. The Texas Gumshoe is the latest book by William Deere, who says O.J. is innocent and he can prove it. What you think about that?
Well, let me put you like this. He's in jail for something else stupid he's
done. We're not talking about that. We don't care about what he's doing now. We're not talking about OJ in jail. We're not going through that. We're talking about 1994, 1995. This man wrote a book about that time alone. We're not talking about OJ's life or anything like that. We're not discussing that. We're discussing the fact that this guy, William Deere, has wrote a book stating
it's a cause to divorce OJ from the actions he's done, Crush. And I was going to say this on a different note. Excuse me. Went down the wrong hole. I really realized how old I've gotten.
What?
When you just said what you said, I really realized how old I've gotten.
You know that already, Black Reporter. Do you not be listening to us?
No.
Man, you just
The fact that it's 17 years since OJ, and it's 20 years since Rodney King. Where were you when the riots happened?
Where was I?
In high school, probably.
When the riots happened? No, I was still in middle school.
In middle school?
Yeah, I was in middle school.
Oh, my God.
On that note, we got a handful of people on the line. Shout out to Milwaukee. I know who that is. Shout out to the 919. I know who that is. Shout out to the 803. I know who that is. Shout out to the 614. I know who that is. Shout out to the 225. I know who that is. Oh, wait. They got their hands up. Hey, Ms. Parker.
Hello. Hey.
Finally, somebody who can tell me what they were actually doing when Rodney was beat up.
First of all, somebody give me a fork so I can stab Black Reporter. How are you going to sit up here and change my whole topic? You just sat up here and asked me to go first, and then you want to go and bring in a whole new topic and not even ask the question. You know, this is what I get for trying to interact with him, right? You hear this? This is what I get for trying to interact. But like I was saying, let me go ahead and get rid of this story so Black Reporter can ask his damn question. William Deere, a private eye, celebrity private eye, spent 17 years deconstructing the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman on the night of June 12, 1994. He done digged through trash cans, abandoned storage lockers. He got circumstantial evidence points to the now 41-year-old son. Among these items he found in the locker was a hunting knife owned by the overlooked suspect that forensic experts believe in the which was a murder weapon that they never recovered. Jason, they have photos of Jason wearing knit cap similar to the one that was found at the crime scene that failed to link his dad. He questioned why his suspect was never interviewed by police, nor his fingerprint or DNA compared to an unidentified one at the crime scene. Jason is known to have a rage disorder. He assaulted his girlfriend 2 months prior to the murder. Jason confessed to having a Jekyll and Hyde personality and heavy drug use, and declares that this is the year of the knife for me in his diary. Jason Simpson is a chef in Miami right now, and they could not get in contact with him because his phone was disconnected. But how interesting is that? Now back to Black Reporter being old. Go ahead, Black Reporter. Yeah, I just wanted to let that out. That's my. Shout out to Sun 752. What it do? Mm-hmm. And we have BQ Quest on a quest in a chat room already. He said he wasn't born.
He said he wasn't born.
Son says OJ really didn't kill those folks. I always thought he did, but it turns out the evidence that exonerate OJ was that it was proved that the blood evidence was planted. It had a preservative in it, and all that other good stuff. So, you know, it is what it is. This is just one man's theory, but he did write a book. He did write a book, and I just thought that it was trifling how police be half-assed doing their job.
Yeah, I mean, the whole story in itself, when it came out, there were so many holes in it that they didn't cover. You hear one thing, and then they shut it down. Certain things that would prove his innocence or guilt, you only heard it one time.
Right.
The police was talking
You also got the police officers talk about they planted this and they planted that. My question is this. Why did the cops go so hard to try to beat LJ down? Like, why was it, you know, why did they go through so many measures to do that to this man? Like, he wasn't
he had all that money.
OJ had that money. OJ was the black man's dream. OJ was the Heisman Trophy winner. He was the man who had rushed for 2,000 yards in the NFL. No one had ever done that before him.
He got paid for it.
Exactly. He was a closer for Hurts and all this other stuff. And I don't know. But I got a question for you, Lady C.
I'm sure you do.
Like every other day back then, there was something new in the OJ situation.
Yeah.
Or was that my imagination?
There was always something new and something different, and there was always things that got dropped out and not heard again. I mean, like the children had seen stuff and heard stuff. You heard it a couple times, and it never went to trial with the child heard. So much evidence was lost. Her stomach contents was lost. Under her fingernails was lost. Why? You know, how can you do this, but you're going to make this man guilty? The stomach contents would have told you what time she really died, how much she died there. Mm-hmm. The ice cream that she didn't finish eating was left on the counter. They never said, was it melted when they got there or how it was, you know? So all of these things, they had went out to dinner. All this would have told them what was going the exact time, you know. Yeah, they went out together. They went out because it was something for the family celebration, and he showed up. They had a disagreement. But, okay, so why not do a whole timeline on that? They didn't do that. And all the evidence that would have pointed and made him free disappeared.
Right.
You know, so.
And I got to ask this. Does this happen in all the cases out there where there's the police department and you know, the prosecutors just do a half-ass job? Like, they just lax on stuff that they're supposed to? Anyway, don't answer that question. That was just me thinking out loud.
I know, but you mean out there, everywhere.
Everywhere. In all instances, there's a big case, and they're not celebrities. You know, because there's people on death row and stuff like that, and they swear up and down to this justice system that, you know, and like this is a violation of one's rights. You know, when you lack like that, this is a matter of life or death, or even if this man's life is in your hands technically. This man's freedom is in your hands technically. So you lack like that, like, I don't know. Anyway. 414 is in the building. How you doing? 414.
Hey, ladies, how y'all doing?
All right, how you doing?
Good. Just checking in.
That's what's up. We gotta love it. Tonight is, for all those that are new to the show or, you know, that knows, every last Thursday we do trifling news. Me and Black Reporter take news from the headlines. That's just odd. Say, what the fuck? However, this is also the time for our good old listeners to say it with their chest and put people on blast. This is your time. If you got something on your mind, if you got something on your chest, if somebody did something to you that just make you say, what the fuck?
Ooh, I got
this is the time. to blast them out and just get it off your chest. That's what we're going to do tonight. Just get it off your chest. Because we want y'all to be in the right state of mind when we go into the month of May. This is the time to do it. If you want to do so, 805-830-8320. On that note, I heard somebody said they have something.
I got one.
Okay, hold on. On that note, let me bring in the tenant on the first floor. She's coming to the penthouse right now. The hostess of the awesome show Monday nights at 8 o'clock. Miss Brick.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening.
Hello.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
How are you doing, Bertie?
I'm doing good. Not good. How are you feeling, Brick?
I'm party for the party, excuse me.
Oh,
little tardy,
okay,
but I'm
Bertie.
Good.
Well, the birds don't have plenty.
Okay, so who's gonna start off trifling night? Who's got the next story?
I've got the next story.
Okay,
you got it?
And it's a bit of a sad story. Lady C may be familiar with this story, and I've got a cycle question.
Flag Ford, quit pulling me in. Just say what you're gonna say.
Thank you.
They know we live in the same state. Don't have to do that. Just say it.
Thank you.
Anyway, we had a situation this past weekend in which a mother left 4 of her 5 children at home while she went out to a nightclub in a town about maybe 10 miles away on a Sunday night. The children died in the fire. They were alone in a trailer home. The kids raised in age from 8 through 2 years old. And originally, the woman was charged with negligent homicide, but once they realized that this was not the first time she left the kids alone, the charges were up to their murder.
That's crazy. All right.
How old were the children?
Huh? The children.
How old were
the children? The children aged from eight to two. She had a 10-year-old,
wow.
An 8-year-old, and something.
That's
she remains in jail. Her name is Shaquita McDade.
Oh my God.
I'm mad at that too. And the mother actually called. The mother had actually called the cops on her, and earlier
her
that
mother.
Day. So this is the second time, huh?
Her mother.
Right. Her mother called the grandmother.
Well, if
the
they
grandmother
call that day, why? How did she get them? Keep them if they call that day.
Right.
Wow. That should just get to show you when they call something, don't procrastinate. These are 4 innocent children. They go now because they were going to wait and see what happened. She's going to do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should have put them right
to me.
In.
Yeah.
If her mama's calling her, that's telling them. The mama knows this is my child, but she ain't fit to be a mama. Take them. You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not only that, the mom was at the club and left the babies by themselves. She could have come tell us, if I had the children, I would have put them in here because I'm not going to let them stay there by themselves. They are so young.
Right.
Which was a neighbor.
Wow.
A neighbor said that. A neighbor
right.
has said that. He was like, in 15 minutes, the trailer was engulfed and it was just down to the ground.
They couldn't do nothing
after that.
That's sad. Horrible.
Right. It is sad, but what's trifling about this story is the fact that it's a Sunday night, because it's happened on April 21st, which is a Saturday going into a Sunday, and you at the club. Okay, somebody's phone is horrible.
No, she was at the club on a Sunday night.
It's April 21st is a Saturday, love.
Well, I remember this being reported on a Sunday night.
Right, it was reported on a Sunday night, but this is Saturday going into
Sunday. The 21st was a Saturday.
Right. April 1st right. was a Saturday going into Sunday. Right. So her oldest son was not at home at the time. But just for your family to just disappear like that. According to it, 8-year-old Jamari McDade, 7-year-old Amos Mountain Jr., 5-year-old Lachey McDade, and 2-year-old Brian Steiner.
Wow.
So, 8, 7, 5, 2. Like, yeah, you lost your whole immediate family in a matter of hours.
Yeah, he come back and they gone. Now he has, I mean, he was the oldest, so you know he was there with them and helping. And so now it's like, he's probably going to say, if I had to stay home. You can imagine him saying that, if I had to
stay
home.
Right, he's old enough to know what's actually going on around him.
Yeah.
There is actually, they are taking donations for a burial service for the Rains for young fire victims. They have an address up here for you to, you know, send your donation and stuff like that. So. Not cool at all. But, you know, prayers go out to that family right there. What we're going to do now is we're going to give the floor to our caller to get it off their chest. They don't know where the fifth child was at, BQ. Quest is asking where the child was at. Right. So, oh no, Quest called her slut bucket.
What?
Wow. Okay.
Then, for the record, for your information, Brick, I love Luther's music, but he was gay. This is. Trifling.
No, you
didn't. Trifling. That's from last night's conversation right there.
He wasn't gay. He was misunderstood.
He got a story. I haven't seen those pictures. I didn't know about those pictures, Quest. But if you find the story online, definitely send me the link. On that note, once again, we're going to stop and give the floor to the person that has a trifling story so they can get it off their chest. Go ahead. The floor is all yours, Lady C. Lady C, you know, this is black folks for you. Anyway,
yeah,
I finally
exactly.
get to the floor and she disappears.
Mm-hmm.
You finally get to the floor and you disappear. But what's going on with that? Anyway, what up, 614?
What's up, huh?
How are you doing?
We were looking for you last night, bud.
Oh, no, I'm all right. If anybody's got Facebook, kind of pissed me off. I got Facebook, and I don't know who in the fuck the bitch was or what, but they showed a picture of this broad who put her baby in a fucking garbage can. Newborn baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, and whoever said Luther Vandross was gay was right, but also one thing I want to add to that, he was a big Kentucky Fried Chicken eating motherfucker too, man.
You know, I said,
No, I mean, it actually showed some pictures, but the one, I mean, like, some of that shit they're showing, man, like this one lady, oh, they got this dog. I don't, if somebody's got Facebook, which I know some of my friends do, you do. They got a dog that somebody beat the living shit out of and burned.
Oh.
I mean,
what?
Yeah. It's, Oh, right. I want to. If Brick's listening, I want to thank. I got a cat I found in a dumpster somebody tried to kill. I tried to name this cat every fucking name I could. And the night that you had that stupid ass that was rambling on out in left field about whatever the fuck it was, I said, shit, I wish I could talk to Crusher Brick. And the cat answered to the name Brick, so I got a brick at the house. But, hey, my cat's not racist. She's black and white.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the name's sake.
And she's also a female, too.
See?
Yeah.
I'm flattered. Thank you.
Yeah. But, I mean, some... plus on that OJ shit, though, which was trifling about that, the fucking family for the Goldmans turned around and sued him for his fucking Heisman Trophy. Now, what the fuck sense does that make? Do you know why? Because they were a bunch of fucking stupid Jews.
Okay. Moving right along. You're not even going to go there. Right now, you are tuned into the Adult Zone. Trifling News with LaCrush.
Okay. And Black
Reporter.
Oh,
yeah, I was
going to say, I also got some more trifling news.
Hold on.
It has to do with the
horses,
New Orleans.
Hold your horses. You can't interrupt me while I'm doing my word thing. You can't do that. What's going on with that? Like I said, you are into trifling news. We invite you to call in 805-830-8320. Just press the number 1. We'll let you on air. 414, tell me your name again. I forget your name. 414-3333.
Maddie.
There we go. Because I was going to call you Misty, see? I was about to call you Misty, see? I forget your name. I'm sorry. Is that Lady C giggling?
Yeah.
Okay, we asked you for your trifling story minutes ago.
I'm sorry. I had to flip over. I'm sorry. I had to flip over. Okay, my trifling story, I don't know her name, but I just want you to know. I called my friend to find out some business. If your man says this woman is a friend, do not say she's a bitch and not hang the phone up. Because you can call me a bitch, but if I hear it, I'm going to call back, which I did. And I told her, I am not a female dog. I said, but I can be bitchy. So if you want to call your man's friend a bitch, don't let her hear it. Because she will call back. I'm going to call back. I don't want him. He's all yours. But don't call me a bitch. I think that's priceless. Get on him if you think he's fooling around. Jump on him. I'm trying to do this. I ain't trying to fuck him.
What did you say to her to make her call you a bitch?
I was just a she said, well, who are you to him? I said, we're friends. We're just friends. She said, oh, because I called. He said, I'm with my girl. I said, okay, call me back. I'm trying to get this stuff straight about the business. He said, okay. She calls me back on his phone. What is your relationship with DJ? I said, who? I said, that's my grandson. I said, oh, you talk. Oh, I said, no, I got a grandson named Gigi. I said, that's just a friend. Oh, okay, you friends. I said, that's all we are. And she said, okay, and then she's going to tell her friend that she had that bitch say they just friends. I said, hold up, wait a minute. I called back. I said, hold up, now wait a minute. I said, I didn't disrespect you. You calling me, my number, from his number, and I answered. But you calling me, I did not disrespect you. I'm not a female dog. Oh, I did. I said, yeah. I said, when you talk about somebody, make sure the phone hung up. You said, that bitch say they just friends. I said, I can show you a bitch. But I'm not a bitch. I say, so you tell him, don't call me business or anything else. He just messed up on some business. I don't have time for that foolishness. If you're going to say that about, don't let them hear you. You ain't always got to like who your man dealing with, but you don't let them hear it because you ain't going to love anybody in a relationship deal with. Business is business. You cost that man some money.
Yep. one thing men do not like is when you mess up their morning.
No, they don't.
Mm.
I don't care how much punani you giving them. Cookies with milk and ice cream, that still ain't going to make up for them losing money.
Thank you. All right, so we got trifling bitches in Long Island, me in Louisiana. Got trifling bitches in Louisiana. All right. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
What else you got for me over there?
I've got something that a lot of people may or may not have heard about. That one of the queens in the Miss Universe pageant is actually, quote unquote, a queen.
A drag queen?
Queen? She's transgender from Canada.
All right.
Okay. Canada is transgender.
But
she
won.
Huh?
Is she a him or she or she a him?
Did she win?
Well, I didn't know that the pageant had been held yet.
Oh. Well, how are you going to give us a story half-assed? Like, that's
story
trifling.
No,
record.
No,
that's trifling.
That's how. No. I mean, they released a story about this transgender queen from Canada, Miss Canada, and there was a controversy about whether she could compete.
Right, and they said she could.
Yeah, I mean.
So
that,
I don't
after,
get it. Where's the
trifling part is that nobody knew till after she won from Canada.
Exactly, that she was transgender.
Okay, and how did it leak out? Did something pop out in the bathing suit contest or something?
No. Who owns the Miss Universe pageant? The doll.
I don't know. Who?
Like,
the
doll. You got to give us a trifling part to this, because I don't see it.
Okay, the Donald has to approve her competing.
Okay.
Right, oh,
owned by Donald, right?
Donald,
yeah.
Trump. Well, he's not sure whether he's supposed to let him compete, her, it, whatever.
Right.
Exactly.
Shim.
Exactly. Shim, whatever. So that's where the tracking part comes in.
They got pictures of this person?
Well, they have an official policy change that allow women who are transgender to participate in the beauty competitions. I'm going to tell you why this is trifling. Because, God damn it, half of these transgender dudes look way better.
Exactly.
Men. I'm talking about
true.
Men converting to women look damn good. You can't take that away. I cannot take that away. That is disgusting. They should have just made their own pageant. They should have just had their own pageant and went national with it. You can't compare the two. For the simple fact that the transgender, she knows how to make it work for her. I don't care if she's 300 pounds to 140 pounds. I don't care if she's transgender or drag queen. I cannot take that away. I done seen it with my own eyes. I done witnessed it with my own eyes. I cannot take that away from her. That's what's trifling about the decision in my eyes.
RuPaul looks better as a man or a woman. RuPaul. When you see him dressed up as RuPaul, when you see him looking like a man, you're like, huh?
Right. And the thing is, and another thing on top of that is, they don't have no makeup artists.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? They don't have no stylists. They do this themselves.
They make
and
sure.
They do a hell of a job. They do it themselves. So I can see that they don't have nobody on the side doing that for them. So I can see that being unfair. But anyway.
That's just your opinion.
Anyway. Yeah, that's my opinion. But
true.
I will tell
they
you this.
Their own contest.
I'm going to tell you this. There's a picture I'm looking at of the young lady. who actually reminds me a little bit of Trump's daughter. I'm just saying.
Oh, damn. I don't know how to say that.
Maybe it's just the hairdo, but she just reminds me a little bit of Trump's daughter. Maybe it's just the hairdo.
I don't know how to say that.
But it is pretty, Kona, pretty. But they know how to make their stuff up. I have an adopted grandson who's drag, go drag, and he showed me a picture. I said, oh, she's so pretty, that's your girlfriend? He said, no, that's me. I said, that's who? He said, that's me. I said, damn, you look beautiful. And he did. He did it himself.
They look good. They look good.
They look good.
I don't know. You know, keeping along those lines, Black Report, I'm glad you mentioned that. Keeping along those lines, folks. Beattie, Thomas Beattie, made headlines in 2008 as the only legally recognized man known to have given birth.
Birth, exactly.
Has separated from his wife of 9 years. Beattie, who has had 3 children with his wife Nancy, announced the split during the taping of the show The Doctors. He's 38 years old. It airs May 7th, so we got, you know, y'all got the news before it actually comes on TV. It airs May 7th, and at the moment, they're separated. Beattie also revealed that he has the final female to male gender reassignment surgery. And Nancy, his wife, his estranged wife, has not seen the news him yet. So
wow.
It's not the fact that he's a man. I mean, that's trifling in its own. But anyway, it's just the fact that y'all both went through these changes together. Like I had
when
to
she was a him
that, no, it's a female going into a man.
Was the wife a man before she became a woman?
No. The wife is a woman. Right. The wife
was always a woman.
Right. The wife is always a woman.
Okay, that's the man that they say first man to have a baby, but he had been a woman going into a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he had three children in total. He finally, you know, had the surgery done. Now he's completely a man.
Have no more children.
Right, he can't have no more children. He has a penis.
He has a penis now.
Right, he has a penis now. All 3 children was conceived through artificial insemination, through a sperm donor.
Right.
But my thing is, I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. I mean, you know,
what?
I mean, the fact that you make such harsh decisions, like, I think this is just
right.
So hard decisions that they're making, and then to turn around and say, I'm not in love with you, let's separate. Or let's divorce.
Right.
Just to let it build up to that. Like, that's why I don't get marriage. I mean,
how old was the wife? How old was she?
I'll tell you. Did they even mention it? Wait, hold on. I just moved to the page. It did say he's 38.
Because she couldn't have children, right?
That's
why he decided to go ahead and have the children. Because I know she couldn't have him. I didn't know if it was because she was older or what. But she couldn't have him, and before he got the last surgery, he was having children for them.
Right. They just said he gave birth. They got married in 2003. He started his sex change surgeries in 2002. And then he gave birth to his first child, Susan, in 2008. And since then has given birth to 2 sons, Austin and Jensen. All 3 children were conceived through artificial insemination. Blah, blah, blah,
wow.
Blah. Right. So, And that's going to be a topic as well. That's going to be a topic as well. Just different sexes. Like, even in, like, you know, same-sex adoptions and stuff like that. Do this affect children? And how does it affect children in the later years, you know? So that's going to be a topic soon.
She stood by him through all that.
Right.
Cooper, I'm tired of you now. I'm going to have a real penis now. I don't want you.
All right. He was a Girl Scout, a model, a finalist in the Miss Hawaii Teen USA pageant. Well, then he decided to dress like a man in his 20s. Like you said, he had his first surgery in 2002, and now is, it's complete. Had his breast surgically removed. Like, he is really a dude. Like, there's nothing on him except the fact that you look at him and, ooh, that's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Too much,
Nancy,
that's what happened. Nancy, his wife, is a divorced mother of two who had a hysterectomy. She had medical problems, so she couldn't have no more children. Right.
Okay.
She couldn't have no more children. Huh?
And they wanted children.
Right.
Yeah, he had all the children.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how things come about. I don't know how it's like that.
It's mom, dad. Now, how that person go? Who's the mom? Mom, dad. Carrie, mom. What? How you do that?
Oh, man. Well, I'm just saying, as you get older, when the kids get older, they're going to start asking questions, looks. And then, kids at school is going to make fun of them. And,
go look on the internet. Fact, pull it up on the iPod. Put your
right,
they're going to
pull it up on iTunes. And, people can be evil. Right.
Yeah, your dad was the first man to have a baby. You.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you thought bullying was bad before.
Right. Just like giving your child a name like Blinky. Blinky. Why would you name your child Blinky? I know who your daddy was. Crazy.
That was the nickname, folks. That was his nickname. Y'all are so harsh.
I still need to change.
Did anybody see the ABC News tonight?
No.
They showed a video of a woman walking down the sidewalk in China where she's walking and talking on the phone. The sidewalk underneath her just opens up and she just drops through. Oh, she's fine right now. But the man who went in after her to try to save her also got trapped in that sinkhole. It was a sinkhole underneath the sidewalk. And they had to have extrication equipment to come in and save them.
Can I just say this real quick?
Go ahead.
Can I just say this real quick? BQ, don't be passing pretty lady links in the chat room.
What?
Excuse me?
He's sending links to pretty ladies. Don't be sending that in the chat room.
I'll tell
you
by a link.
Yeah, she would have fooled you. I know. Sun said, this just solidifies my decision to never deal with someone who has had cosmetic surgery of any kind. Original packaging. Right. I know who it is. I'm just messing with you. Actually,
okay.
That's not her. She is not Miss Canada. She hasn't won yet.
Uh-huh.
Don't listen to a black reporter.
No. Miss Canada is transgender.
She didn't win. She's not Miss Canada. She's a contestant.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah,
So stop saying she won. She didn't win. No, that's not what you said.
Oh,
you said Miss
Canada.
Canada.
Miss Canada.
That
you're
means she won.
As if she won Miss Canada.
Oh, okay.
Right.
One of Miss Canada's pageants. Or contestants. Right. Black reporter.
No.
It's trifling news.
Yeah.
What was trifling about the sinkhole?
No.
The fact
thank you.
You're walking, and then before, what was frightening?
It was frightening. It was that's why I left it alone. I seen that story too, and I just left it alone. But you know, you let Black Reporter have his fun.
Okay, can I tell you a tragic story? I did my homework real quick. I'm not gonna lie.
We're doing trifling, not tragic. God.
Same story. Tragic. Okay. This one comes out of South Carolina, and it's a 19-year-old guy, and it just goes to show you be very careful when you eat fast food, because everybody is not clean and everybody is not a nice person. But this happened at McDonald's in South Carolina. The two customers complained that their sweet tea wasn't sweet enough. So he sweetened it with his spit. Okay, they said that he took the tea back. It was a mother and her 13-year-old child. And they said that the tea wasn't sweet enough. So they gave him back the tea. And he, in turn, spat in both containers of tea.
But how they not
covered it back
it?
Up.
How they not
handed it to him. I don't know, this just happened on the 19th of October. April, excuse me.
How
okay?
did I see that? Like, what kind of... I didn't
oh,
go
they
down
did
south.
See it.
Huh?
They did see it. They did see it when they got home.
No,
now,
I'm
they probably
they
drank
see
from
it.
It.
Right, I'm saying... Yeah. I'm saying
because
when you
they
see
said
it.
That when they got home, they discovered that it still wasn't sweet enough. So they went to add sugar... That's when they discovered the spit floating on top of the soda, on top of the tea.
Oh.
Yeah. So this
that
guy was arrested. He was arrested. He was booked. He was freed on $5,000 bond. If he's convicted of the tampering count, he faces a maximum of 20 years in prison.
Wow.
But,
yeah.
Wow. 20 years?
Wow.
Definitely be careful with the McDonald's. When you send something back, that's why I just say, you know what? I just cut my losses. I don't send anything
thank
back
you.
Anymore.
Me
I don't send anything back. I just don't go there anymore. If I'm not happy, I say, you know what? I'm done with this place. I'm not coming back here again. And I just cut my losses and leave. I don't send anything back because you got people like this. That work
right.
in places like that, they're disgruntled because they're not getting paid any money.
Mm-hmm.
So they do things like this to get back at whoever, and they're really getting back at you. They're not getting back at Mr. McDonald's sitting on the hill. They're getting back at you. You know, and people are nasty. This man hot spit into both of these cups. Come on.
Wow.
I mean, that's definitely a trifling story. And
that
you know what? To go to jail on something so stupid.
Yeah, that's
you
what
don't
I feel about
that.
Story.
20 years.
20 years.
My big question is,
you know, South Carolina, they look like anybody else.
Why is it just getting to us now? We're in the month of April.
No, this did happen in April. I misspoke. It happened in April.
April 19th. She changed to said April.
Yeah,
okay.
I misspoke earlier. But yeah.
Last week.
Ew.
That's
be careful when you eat out the fast food places. Please.
No, that's
eat
just anywhere. You don't want to send it back. You don't send it back because then
no,
you come
don't
back
never send it back.
Like,
just
what?
Cut your losses. Don't
yeah,
ever send it back.
Is your steak done enough? Well, it will be, thank you.
Exactly. It will be when I take it home and sear it. Thank you. Cut your losses and just get out of there.
Eat your food.
Take losses, got out of there safe.
Right. You just I didn't turn around and ask shit when you get home, so you just, like,
just throw it on the
I would never, ever, ever think to tell them the tea is not sweet enough, because I know that they don't technically make the tea. Somebody else makes the brewed tea. They just put it in the, you know,
right.
Like, so I would never say, okay, the tea. I know it's not homemade tea, so I don't get it. And he might just, huh?
I have said the soda tastes like seltzer. But
right.
I have said that, okay, the soda tastes like seltzer. That's a matter of changing the tubes on the thing.
Right. That, they mix it, right? They have like a little, they mix it with certain shit.
Yeah,
that's
they have
to
put the container to put the syrup in.
Right.
But I ain't never sent no tea bag and said it wasn't sweet enough.
No.
Right.
No.
I never said that. Like,
just send me some sugar.
I'm not saying you should, but I'm just saying I never thought to say the tea is not sweet enough. You know, like,
give me some sugar and
where was this again?
In South Carolina. Usually, don't they usually just give you packets of tea?
They have that Arizona sweet tea or something like that.
Yeah, they usually give you sugar, right?
But,
no.
But some of those like the sweet tea are turned away.
Right, they could. Just give you packs of sugar.
Like people just like sweet tea. We just like sweet tea. Some of us just like it sweet.
Listen,
okay, whatever.
I'm kind of weary over the fact that they give you such a big thing for a dollar. That's just me.
I want to tell you something, Brick, let me tell you what I found out learning in my class. You know how much a cup of cold drink costs them to sell? How much it costs for
them? How much?
10 cents.
Oh,
now, it only costs 10 cents to pour a big cup of cold drink, or soda, or pop. It's only 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Soft drinks are like 10 cents for, it costs the owner 10 cents. So we're paying all this, and this is the cost. So, yeah, it's cheap. It's very cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got a question real quick. I'm going to take the rings, and we're going to go to another area. I got a question. Do you think that when a celebrity passes away and they do an autopsy of that celebrity, do you think they should reveal what they found during the autopsy to the public?
I say yes.
I say no.
For the president?
No. For the celebrity. I meant to say celebrity.
Celebrity.
I only asked because
they
did an autopsy of Dawn Cornelius. And there's nothing trifling about it. It's just the idea of it altogether. They said he had seizures. Before his shocking suicide, he had seizures, and I guess that's supposed to attribute to the he was 75 years old, and
he was dealing with a lot,
right?
Yeah,
and he had just had his divorce,
he was depressed and everything.
Right? He just had his divorce and such. So you know, the first thing they want to do, they want to reveal the autopsy, even the autopsy with, Whitney Houston, just celebrities in general.
Anybody
you know,
who dies, they want to reveal it. I think, no, it's not our business. They should have some privacy.
Right. I think so, too.
You
got
to be able to have some privacy in death. You don't have it in life. Why not in death?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they should reveal it at all. It has nothing. It's personal.
Right.
It's for the family to know, not for everybody else.
Right. I don't know. That was just a question I wanted to bring up. We are
I do have a late breaking story.
Don't give us half-assed stories. No, go ahead. What's up?
Oh, this is not a half-assed story. There is a big concern about the quote-unquote breakup of one of your favorite candies in the world.
What?
How many of you
can you just say what it is and stop going through the mix and match? What is it?
How many of you have eaten Mike and Ike?
Oh boy.
Mike and Ike?
Sure. Yeah.
What about them?
Right.
You
just
know,
the answer.
Supposedly. Supposedly through the media, they're getting a divorce, or they're splitting up, as the case may be.
Okay,
and some Christian organization is coming out saying that candy companies are making candy as a sexual being and everything, and that we shouldn't make candy in a sexual manner or whatever. And it's just, they have, the company, Just Born Candies, said that they have, the Mike and Ike have been together for nearly 75 years, and they have creative differences.
Okay.
And...
Okay, so can I give y'all another trifling story before we get to the top of the hour?
Mm-hmm.
In Queens, New York, listen to this, ladies. In Queens, New York, a father and son ran brothel on wheels using cabby drivers. Yeah, I said it. A father and son from Queens ran a lucrative and cruel brothel on wheels for 2 decades, using 6 cabby drivers to deliver hookers to hotels and apartments. And they were announcing the ring's breakup. Vincent George, 55, not only taught Vincent Jr., 33, how to pimp, but may have at one point either employed his own daughter as a hooker or pawned her off to yet another pimp. John, as you know, people know, those are the clients, you know. The clients on the go could purchase and enjoy a sex act without ever leaving the back seat. Officials said the scale of price was from $200 to $500 per customer. Business was good. One woman alone allegedly earned $500,000 for the father and son last year. They employed 5 women at the time they were busted. But they were nice to the customers, but the alleged father and son pimps were nasty to the prostitutes, threatening them, giving them little money so they could keep them helpless, and even branding them with tattoos. One even a barcode on the side of her neck. At least one of the women had a heart tattoo on her breast with the word V, which was the nickname for the dad, and the other 3 had tattoos featuring the son's nickname, King Kobe. So they would traffic women from Queens to Pennsylvania, Allentown, into the city. They would solicit Johns at upscale hotel bars, out of strip clubs, and the woman would pass out cards reading, quote unquote, professional masseuse. The women were required to turn over their proceeds, and then they would give it out, you know, a little money to help buy food and, you know, a few dollars to help buy clothing, you know, items and stuff. So, it was crazy. That's just crazy and trifling. It's just crazy and trifling. Like, I don't get it. The women even had a quota they had to reach. So they had a quota. They were threatening. The father and son is held without bail on charges of sex trafficking, money laundering, and prostitution. They was arrested earlier this month. The 6 drivers pleaded not guilty to charges of promoting prostitution, with one defense lawyer saying it's hardly a big deal for a cab driver to tell a fare where he can find a prostitute. Bill was setting amounts of $5,000 to $20,000 on the drivers. Right. So.
SMH.
So that's the
wow.
Thing.
Wow.
Right.
That is
okay.
Else.
Uh-huh.
I said that's something else.
Mm-hmm. We have Sun commenting on the Sun752's in the chat room. He's commenting on the he's commenting on the young man who spit in the cup. He said they have to throw it away. You're not supposed to send it back. you give the customer a new one. They have to throw it away. If you send it back, they give you a new one, something they write about that. The fast food workers out in the burbs earn more. And then BQ is commenting, the family can refuse autopsy, but it is public record if the county or state performs it. You turn in your right to secrecy when you start getting those large checks and use the thing to get those checks. Okay, all right. And, yeah. I don't know how I feel about that story right there. I don't know why I read it.
And just to let you know, you're listening to the Adult Zone right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. And we're here on Monday night. This is Black Reporter along with my boss.
You don't know my name now? It's like that? All right. Ask me how you doing.
My name is Crush Hart. You see how she jumps all over me, folks? My name is Crush Hart. 805-830-8320. 805-830-8320 is our number. We know y'all got some stories in y'all neck of the woods, and that's making you shake your head. Let us know about it. Give us a call. Let us know. Or, you know, come into the chat room and let us know. Let Crush know, and then she'll pass it on to us and everything. And we'll let everybody else know.
Right. Shout out to everybody who disappeared off of the lines. There was like a whole bunch of people on lines, and everybody just disappeared one by one. Y'all suck. 919, I unmuted you. I was going to bring you on, but you hung up, so you suck. I know who you are. Sucky. Nah, call back in. We can still chop it up. Once again, you're sharing your trifling news stories. Blah, 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 blah. It is 10:01. Hi, 919.
Why did you do that again?
Do what again?
Okay, anyway, reason why I called it was I was going to say, y'all do the math on that? Those girls at $200 a visit, that's 2,500 to do $500,000.
Well, they went from 200 to 500, and that's just the estimate, so,
Well,
so,
I did the math.
You are,
500, what, 500? What'd you say?
Can you let us know who you are?
I'm sorry, I'm listening to the back. I'm sorry, go ahead. I was just, I did the math on what you said. It just amazes me. $500, even if you're doing $500, that's a thousand tricks or whatever johns you want to call it. And that's just absolutely amazing to me. To make $500,000 a year that way. That's crazy. So that's not counting the money that they gave back to the girls. And they anyway, I just wanted to comment on that. I'm also on. Y'all guys didn't get me on yesterday. I heard the last 15 minutes and y'all were talking about Luther. When I turned in, y'all were talking about Luther and y'all were just going at it, and that was. The last 15 was great. I don't know what it was like before then, but the last 15 was a score.
Right. You finally put your hand up, but by the time I seen it, we were already signing off. So.
That's my bad.
Right.
That's because Britt kept saying Luther won't gay.
You know what? Gotta leave Luther hell alone, yeah?
So, in doing the math, like you said, that's only like two or three guys a day. And there's 365 days in a year. So, and like you said, that's not including, and you got to work for 8-9 hours, give or take. So, it's possible.
But then at the same time, who knows whether or not you'll get that one big wheel who will throw out whatever.
Who will throw down the extra. So
yeah.
But when doing that and that's on the road, you're getting a lot of you know, you're not getting a lot of lackeys, pretty much. You know, if they're willing to drop the 2 to 5, these and you getting them at hotel bars, these ain't the average dude around the corner. You know what I mean?
This
so,
is true.
Right.
Yeah, but that sounds like a hell of a lot of interior.
Okay. You know, Sun 752 said, I'm stating that, I guess he meant to say, I'm stating that Luther Vandross was the poorest excuse for a closet fag I ever seen.
Ooh. Damn,
I don't know how I feel about that, man. You going
to no, y'all cannot let the man rest in peace. God, he was not gay. Never proven. He never came out. Let it go.
He was. Aretha said
he never
he
came
was.
Out.
Aretha said he was.
He never came out.
You saying Aretha said a lot of stuff. You also just said Aretha commented on something. How you know Aretha saying all
that
this stuff?
That was the thing.
You Aretha friend?
Yeah, she no. Aretha was in an interview and they were talking about before he died. The last thing they talked was her trying to tell him about her medical issues and how to lose weight, and she was trying to talk him to losing weight. That's and during that same interview, she mentioned that his male partner.
Okay.
They could have been talking about his trainer, but anyway.
Exactly.
I have a story here. You know, real lightweight. Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell. We know about Rosie. Rosie had her old show on O Network that lasted for like a month and then disappeared. Well, she got a new gig. And she is a correspondent now, I guess, on the Today Show. She's a, you know, she plays stuff like that. And, you know, as you know, Lindsay Lohan has been asked to portray Elizabeth Taylor in a Lifetime movie coming up called Liz and Dick. And O'Donnell went in on Lohan playing this role. She first out saying, I feel very sorry for Lohan. I think she needs a lot of time away. She's had a lot of trouble doing every single movie, including Saturday Night Live. She was out and not in rehearsal. I think she's not in a place to work. When O'Donnell's partner commented and called Lohan our generation's Elizabeth Taylor, O'Donnell got angry. She said, you're out of your mind. You're a crackhead. The last thing she did good, she was 16.
Whoa.
Lohan's publicist said, I think Rosie should focus on her own career and stop worrying about everybody else's. Okay. So, you know, they haven't even started production on that yet. She just, you know, got off of her whole DUI case thing, probation and all that. So she's good right now. I think she's good right now. I think she's on her way to, you know, I think this is her final straw as far as Lohan in the whole situation. But I do think Rosie just went a little bit too far. Like, Rosie, like, really? Seriously? Like, I didn't get that. I got to look at that. I didn't get that. But anyway.
Well,
ahead,
the movie that I think he's talking about is where Lindsay was playing a kid who played quarterback, if the memory serves me correctly.
What?
When Lindsay was 16 and she was playing this girl who's a little bit boyish.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't get into what she was actually doing, but, you know.
That may have been the last movie, supposedly, that she did.
Oh,
Good. This is an imposter appearing at these tornado sites who comes to these sites and claims that he has medical expertise. Yet, when they start to investigate, he disappears from everything, and he's left a lot of these places, like Kennedyville, as you've seen in the news lately, with people hurting and everything. They haven't caught up with him, and there's a big question as to where the hell he is, so I don't know.
Oh.
So.
Weird. People are weird, right?
Yeah.
This is a case I came, a story I came across. Anybody seen the movie Psycho with Norman Bates? When he thinks the ladies are his mom and stuff like that. Well, I came across a story similar to that. And it's in Brooklyn. And it's a man who's on trial for allegedly dressing up as his dead mom so he could cash her Social Security check and get her benefits. Now, the lady died September of 2003. And he has been portraying her. He dressed up. He'll dress up in her red dress, nail polish, wig, all of the above, and he will go to the bank, and he would, you know, cash a check and everything. And he was doing this from 2003 until 2000 in June, monthly. He was doing this. The Social Security investigator came across this. You know, he worked for the government. He came across this. He changed his mom's he changed her Social Security number and her date of birth on the death certificate, so he could keep her cash benefits and collect her rent. She has a $2.2 million Park Slope apartment building she left to him. It's crazy because the only way they found out was he felt that he was being ripped off, so he dressed up again because somebody had brought his apartment building for $660,000 in a foreclosure auction. So he dressed up again so he could do it. In the interview, the alleged impersonator, he told him he was a big fan of Norman Bates, the main character in the Alfred Hitchcock classic. Whenever Bates looked through the hole at the actress, you know, in her hotel room, I would get excited and so forth and so forth. So that's crazy. And I mean full on, nail polish and all, the dress, all that. So he really played the part. That's crazy. What you think about that, Black Reporter?
That's beyond crazy.
That's beyond crazy? You're not going to do that to your dad?
I've heard of people, I mean, we've had a situation down here where people have misused their elderly relatives' Social Security check, but not to went to that district.
BQ is crazy. He said he should have set up direct deposit, tricing. I know, right? He probably still be getting it if he did that. You gotta get with the times, old man. You gotta get with the times. That's why all you have to do is transfer that to your next bank card. They wouldn't have called on for a minute.
Direct deposit.
That's all you gotta do, transfer it over to the next bank card. You ain't have to go to the bank and actually cash it.
Okay. We're talking about old school crime.
Huh?
We're talking about old school thinking and old school crime.
Right. He's 70 something, so he probably didn't think of that. But I'm just saying. Hope he didn't give nobody no ideas. What?
Okay, I have a funny type of story if I might share it. Apparently, a man was arrested on Easter, I believe, for throwing a ham at his mother.
Wait. A ham?
A ham.
We're talking about a fully rounded ham.
Yes. It's happened in Tennessee. Apparently he was upset about something she said, and he threw a ham at her. It hit her in the back. Trying to find a date on this. But yeah, I mean, to throw a ham at your mother, I mean, a ham?
That's wild.
A ham? I couldn't get over that. I just thought it was just ridiculous to throw a ham. I mean, just throw anything at your mother, okay, but a ham?
Well, you gotta make sure it hurts.
But still, you just picked up a million things in that kitchen. You picked up a ham? He didn't pick up a pot holder?
Happened to be the closest thing nearby.
She gonna take a towel and brace a ham and lift it and throw it. Maybe she won't let him get any. He looks fat in this picture.
BQ said he went ham on his mother.
That's cute.
Y'all are nasty. Okay. Son is nasty. Son, you're just nasty. He said he wonders if any porn star would ever name themselves Alfred Bitchcock. Or Alfred Bitcock. Or Alfred Sitcock. You know.
But he just sit there thinking about this shit. Like night after night. You might sit there and just think of things like this at random.
While you're at
a stoplight or something.
I thought I had Cam had a cushion. I don't eat pork. He wants to know, did he hit her? They want to know, did he hit her?
Yeah, they hit her in the back. She got hit in the back with the ham. He said he didn't intend to hit his mother. But hit her in the back. So I guess it did some damage. She was walking down the hall and hit her in the back.
Oh, wow. Can you just imagine saying, popping all that shit? You bitch! And threw that shit real hard.
He looked like a little fat kid in this picture, this mugshot. He's smiling and everything like, she wouldn't give me no ham. I just want something to eat. That's what he looked like. I just want something to eat.
Ew.
give new meaning to throwing the fat around, right?
Exactly. It was a big camp.
Oh, gee whiz.
Got pineapples and clothes. I don't know.
Listen, folks. Tonight we have a light show going on, but the new month of the Adult Zone is coming soon. Next week we start some new topics and things of that nature. Once again, we invite all our listeners to send in their suggestions for show topics to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Or hit us up at facebook.com/heartsradio. We are here on Thursday with the school battle.
Yep.
2 hours of awesome music. Thursday, 9 p.m., same time, same place. If you want to send your song request in, you sure can do that to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com or Facebook or by text. Right, 347-855-7372. Send the name, the artist. Send the name, the song, the name of the song, the artist, if you have it, and, you know, your name and location so we know, you know, that it's from you and we can shout you out. So if you want to do that, 347-855-7372, phonefantasyradio.com. What, Black Report, what?
And we are going to mix it up a little bit this week.
We are? What are we doing?
Well, we're going to smooth it out occasionally.
What?
We're going to smooth it out on occasion.
Smooth it out?
Yeah.
Okay. If you said so.
At least on my side it will be.
Huh?
At least on my side it will be.
Oh, yeah? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. If that's what you say, look forward to hearing that list. And also, folks, Black Report actually did his homework. Well, half of it. Let's see.
the other half is not due until Thursday. And that's
you think so?
Purpose.
Is it due Thursday or before Thursday? Not due until Wednesday.
I will do it tomorrow.
Right. I'm going to go into the news. Y'all probably heard of this already. But this is trifling news to me because Deion Sanders. Sanders' estranged wife was arrested on domestic violence related charges after the NFL star accused her of assault. Why am I talking and you talking at the same time?
I just want to say this real quick. Breaking news. That bitch is crazy. She's Looney Tunes. When your son is the one filling out the police report, that's a lot. I'm sorry, Crush. Go right ahead.
Actual porn star names, Camilla Crush and Sarah Bricks. All right. You got to put all that up in there, BQ? That's from BQ up there. So, moving right along. Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything planned? Do you have anything planned for Monday?
Well, Monday is our wild card show,
mm-hmm.
which means basically anything goes on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you what it's going to be about, because I don't know what it's going to be about. It's going to be anything goes, whatever I decide to talk about for that day, we're just going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. To all our professionals and workers, professional workers out there, there's a story out right now. A Long Island mother was fired after donating a kidney to her boss.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
A kind and generous Long Island mom donated a kidney to save the life of her boss, who didn't turn around after she got what she wanted and helped fire the poor woman in a legal complaint. She's the lady has filed a legal complaint. I decided to become a kidney donor to my boss, and she took my heart. Her name is Debbie Stevens, 47-year-old divorced mother of two. Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
dumbass.
But there was a point that wasn't brought across. The kidney was not a match, and the question now, the question now is, would she have still lost a job if the kidney was a match?
All right, moving right along. We'll be back here again for May 1st. Wow, we actually land on the 1st. The 1st lands on a Tuesday. So we'll be doing the 1st of May. We'll be back here next Tuesday, which is the 1st. Start a new month. An awesome month. So I think we got some really good topics that we're going to bring to the table. Pillow Talk is on the 4th. Remember, Pillow Talk is next week, Friday, 9 p.m. Where you see myself and Brick on cam. So that's always a sexy thing. I mean, a good thing. Because I look for if you pop it. I look for if you pop it. I don't know about anybody else, but me, myself, I went to a private high school. Not only did I go to a private high school, I went to all-girl high school.
You'll be sorry.
And there is a private high school who's denying a 17-year-old young lady who spent almost $1,000 on her prom. They denied her access to the prom because at the last minute, her date backed out. And her school will not give her a chance to attend her junior prom solo.
That's stupid.
Right. John Carroll High School, the Archbishop at the high school told her she was not allowed to go without a date because of a rule by the Archdiocese of Brooklyn, of Philadelphia. I don't know how I feel about that.
And to be honest with you, I really don't know how I feel about that either, because I went to my junior prom alone, and I did not go to my senior prom. And I also went to a private Catholic high school, and it was just another dance I didn't go to.
She spent $1,000 on a junior prom. That's what's trifling about this story.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The fact that they shelled out $1,000 on a junior prom and tickets, on her tying tickets. They were comparing dresses with her friends on Facebook, blocked out so the guys couldn't see it. Aww, that's sad. About her prom. I don't know how I feel about that.
And then on top of that, the situation being is the fact that you spent so much money for your prom. I saw another situation, and I don't think this is the same situation, but a young lady, and I don't know where this was, but she had put up in her hometown billboard and taken out a newspaper ad because she was on the prom queen. Prom queen, right? For the local high school. That's ridiculous.
Well, tis the season, and I don't know.
Yeah,
do I feel that type of way? I didn't spend $1,000 for my senior prom, but it was pretty expensive. I had my dress custom made. I had my shoes dyed. Kids forget their hair. You had the cap. That's kind of cheap now that I think about it. But then again, I live in New York City,
If you had to do it over again, and you had the money, if you had to do it over again, and you had the money, would you?
Hell yeah. Not gonna lie to y'all, sure would. But the thing is, this is not her senior prom, though. This was her junior prom. you know. I went to all girls high school, so I could invite anybody I want to. It didn't have to be a member of the high school.
True.
Right. So that's where the difference between her and between me, because I had two dates on my prom. I was the bomb. I would dish out because I mean a limo alone, if you get in a limo alone is like $800 for the night. So yeah, I could see that happening.
And this is New York City, so yeah, I can see that.
Right, I could see dishing out a G. Like I said, I had my dress custom made. Nothing came from the department stores except for my undergarments. Everything was custom made, you know, as far as my dress is concerned. And there is a picture on my Facebook of me looking pretty in my dress, because my dress was so ball.
And she was a pretty prom queen.
No, I wasn't the queen. This is how they pick prom queen. They took a bag, threw everybody's name in it, and they had somebody come and pick the name out. That's how. That's some bullshit, but that's how I was picked. That's crazy. So, my thing is this, Black Reporter. We have the 803 on in line. We got to say what's up to the 803. She crossed barriers last night, and she pressed one. So we just want to acknowledge the 803 for having gained courage and joining us.
Thank you, 803.
And she's tuned in now. Well, shout out to the 803. I didn't get boned on my prom night.
You didn't get what?
No, I was reading in the chat room. Son 752 said he's still traumatized because he never got a chance to bone his prom date to this very day. She was scared.
What's his prom date?
Bone her.
Oh, okay.
Right, and I said I didn't get boned on my prom night.
That's not evil.
I was good on my prom night. I lost $200. What else? I went on those little cruise around the harbor thing. I had to pick up both dates.
Wait. When you say you lost $200, what do you mean?
I lost $200. Like, I lost it.
How did you lose $200?
If I knew I would have it, wouldn't I? Question to ask.
You didn't have a purse?
I did have a purse.
Or a pocketbook?
I did. I had a purse.
You lost it.
But I lost it. But I had fun on my prom. You know, I had my first slow dance, which was awesome. To Jesse Powell's You.
was that the man you really wanted to be with?
Hell to the fucking no. Hell to the no. Oh my God. Carlton, I got in trouble because I ragged on him the whole time. I got in trouble.
Oh, you did?
I ragged on him the whole time. And he went back and complained, and they ended up calling me, and I got in trouble. I had to apologize to him for ragging on him the whole time.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
I didn't do that. We smoked weed on prom night.
Hey.
Me, my prom date, and my driver was fucked up. I guess that's why I don't. That's why I don't smoke now, because I got fucked up, Black Reporter. I'm talking about, it was so foggy in that car. We had good times, though. It's a great adventure. We had good times.
Now, I heard a rumor that Phone Fantasy Radio was going to start playing a little bit of reggae and get with the island music.
Oh, yeah?
Is there any truth to that?
I don't know.
We shall see.
Rick, is there any truth to that, Brick?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Oh.
As I am just a tenant on the first floor.
Right.
I have no knowledge.
Yeah.
Well, we heard that decisions are made sometimes on the first floor.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
And know anything about it.
Don't know
about
it? Me neither.
Okay.
I don't know.
Thank you.
So I know the weather to bring in the cotton gin or not.
What happened?
He does quite.
So I know whether to bring in the cotton gin or not.
Hmm.
Word.
That is.
Hmm.
I don't know what that is. What language are you speaking?
What, the cotton gin?
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
I mean, you think I'm going to admit to something on open radio one day? Anyway.
Right. That's they do use things on social network as evidence. So y'all need to watch what you say and watch what you post. They have known to, you know, people that got fired, people that got in jail, people, you know, so. You may want to watch that.
Oh, okay.
I can only admit it because I was a teenager, I'm grown now, and I ain't doing it.
Yep, ma'am.
By the way, Brick, she was a Sagittarius. I got jerked. She had big titties that went to waste. We're still friends.
You know what? What are you getting this week?
Huh?
I will not go there again this week with him.
We're not going to go there with him?
With him. You better get
Where's
that peer pressure in mofo.
Where's all our people?
You scared them off while interrupting me.
They got tired of your preambles. They got off the phone. Crush, I got a story for you.
They got tired of getting half-assed stories, so they all hung up.
Half-assed bored, huh?
Yeah, we get half-assed stories. So, they all hung up. Yeah, it is what it is. We appreciate them calling, but, you know. We have Black Reporter as a co-host. You know, sorry, guys. I came across an article at the very last minute, at the beginning of the show, and I got into it. In New Jersey, a father has started a campaign for his autistic child and his teachers who was bullying him. He sent his, the father sent his, he's a divorced father, his child's 10 years old, and he's autistic. The child started, acting out, after the first week of school. He started hitting the teachers, and so forth and so forth. And the father didn't know why this was happening. The kid had never experienced this kind of violent behavior. You know, he's been autistic. He did have not, you know, he had not distributed, you know, showed this type of behavior. And now that he started school, you know, he's getting reports from the parents. I mean, he's getting reports from the teachers that his kid is being abusive and violent and so forth and so forth. So on Friday, I mean, the next day, you know, after he had the, you know, he had a parent-teacher conference, they brought a behavioral specialist in to to work with the child, and the child was not violent. They put the child in different scenarios to try to provoke him, and once again, the child was not violent. However, he's getting reports that the child is being violent towards the teacher. So he took the next step, and he wired his son and sent him to school. 6 hours of recording, and the parent viewed it and found out that the teachers were telling the kids to shut your mouth. They called him a bastard. They told him he won't see his father again after a weekend visit with his mom.
In another part
of the clip, a teacher's heard gabbing loudly about getting drunk with a girlfriend the night before and throwing up and carrying on. In another instance, the teacher was just being a straight out jerk to these children. On YouTube, there's a 17-minute video that the parent has posted about the teachers, you know, and about the situation. And he's even started a website. They said the child is autistic, and he cannot verbally communicate or express his feelings or his frustrations about what the teacher was doing to them. And, you know, the kids, you know, the teacher's aide and the teacher and some other staff were reassigned, and the teacher's aide was fired. So, you know, they got a 17-minute video about what the kids were saying, I mean, what the teacher was saying to them, how the teacher was acting and talking about, they were talking about their personal lives. They were humiliating the kids. They were talking about their husbands. They were doing a lot.
My question is, should the teacher have been fired too?
Right, but they didn't fire the teacher. They just transferred the teacher to another school. And that's what the campaign is. The campaign is, you know, I want you to apologize publicly. And, you know, his thing is, you know, he's not anti-teacher, he says. He's not anti-union. But, you know, but teacher should not be a shield for them. When you bully a kid, you should be gone. If there's evidence, you should never teach again. And I can agree with that. If there's evidence, if I show you point blank, here's his voice, here's her voice, you know that, you know, without a doubt, there's evidence, there's proof that they were disrespectful, they were, you know, they were taking it to the extreme, verbal abuse, you know, and the fact that these kids are autistic and, you know, only 10 years old, I think they should, you know, these are special needs children, so they should be accountable, and everybody should have been fired. I believe that.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. She said, yeah, she was just reassigned. That's it. Quest said Black Florida does have boring stories. Ha ha.
Excuse me?
Ha ha. I'm just telling you what they wrote. You said to tell you. So I'm telling you what they wrote. He said, just kidding. He said, just kidding. But he said he would have sued. He needs to sue. Right. I agree with that.
Well, the only other story that I have is about the Cincinnati cheerleader. And I thought I had mentioned this earlier. Who was accused of having sex with an 18-year-old boy. And she's accused of having sex with some of the players for the Bengals and having STDs. And she has been charged with first degree sexual sex offense in the Ohio court system. It comes from the dirty.com. Victims of the family support the cheerleader, substantially enough. The victims of the child's family support the teenager. The mother is also supporting the girl. So.
You said it's called what? The Verdict dot com?
The Dirty. D-I-R-T-Y.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Did you get it?
I think so. I got something.
And I had mentioned earlier, don't know if people had got it or anything, but we had one person won twice in yesterday's Powerball lottery. There was a person that won the $1 million in the five numbers, and he bought two tickets, and she had both tickets with the same numbers on them.
Mm. So she
five numbers plus the Powerball.
Mm. That is nice. Well, folks, once again, you are listening to the Adult Zone, Trifling News Tuesday, the last Tuesday of every month. We bring you trifling news from around the world and even your backyard. If you'd like to share your trifling news stories, you can always call in live at 805-830-8320. This is something I have not done in a long time. If you are a supporter of Phone Fantasy Radio shows, which include Brick House, that appears Monday, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, The Adult Zone, which you're tuned into now, that appears every Tuesday at 9 p.m., Crushed Grooves, which also appears every Thursday at 9 p.m., and also Pillow Talk, which appears every other Friday at 9 p.m. We ask that you call our number and leave us a show drop that we could play during our Thursday show or during our shows altogether. It has to be simple and sweet. Make sure there's no background noise. Make sure you speak up clearly. Include your name and your location. That's all we need. We don't need nothing else. We don't need your phone numbers. We don't need anything else but your name and where you're representing. And we just need you to say that you are a supporter and you check out, you know, Phone Fantasy Radio, whether it be with LaCrush, Brick, and Black Reporter, or, you know, if it's, you know, you love whichever is your favorite show, you know, just leave us a nice little message and we can play it, you know, in time when we don't have nothing to say. And we'll play it here live on our live show. Once again, that number is 347-855-7372. Say it again. 347-855-7372. Why can't you not talk when I'm talking? Why is that?
My mouth is shut, okay?
Why is it every time I talk, you gotta talk?
But
when I have nothing to say, you get quiet too.
Okay, my mouth is shut.
Yeah. You're gonna do it again. Why?
He'll do it again.
Yeah, he'll do it again.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nightflix. Shout out to them too. But shout out to Netflix. Also, we invite you to visit our website, brickhouse.com, phonefantasyradio.com. We're on Twitter at phonefanradio. We're on Twitter at Brick's House, B-R-Y-C-K-K-S House. We're at LaCrush Hearts, LaKrushHearts. And Black Reporter got a page, BLK Reporter. And we're on Facebook. What you going to say, Britt?
Mm-hmm. Please make a note of it.
I still haven't used this, have I?
Jesus Christ! Ow.
Did that hurt, Black Reporter?
That was very mean.
I didn't know what
that was. It didn't bother him.
Yes,
I didn't think it was
going to
be that loud. Sorry, guys.
Jesus.
I don't know how I feel about this whole teacher-student sector. Like,
teacher-student what?
Sector. I had a crush on a teacher. Why I didn't
Uh-oh.
Get...
Because nowadays, and it's not so much teacher student as it is the vision. Granted, the teacher, the age difference between the teacher and the student sometimes is not that much.
Well, you know what? I look at it this way. Look at what these girls look like today, Crush. We look like little girls going to school. You know, we wore ribbons in our hair. We wore pigtails. These girls go to school with perms, you know, in the fifth grade. What?
Not all the time.
Listen. Don't tell me that the girls don't look different now than what they did when we were going back to school back in the days. Okay, we still wore knee socks. We wore Mary Jane shoes. These girls are dressing like supermodels. I'm telling you, when I see them during the day, I don't know how many times I'm on the bus and the bus driver actually stops the girl because he doesn't believe she's a student. She looks like a grown-ass woman. Okay, he actually has to stop her. What school do you go to? And once he hears her open her mouth, of course, you can tell the level of immaturity when she starts speaking. I go to so-and-so-and-so. Okay, go ahead. You know, but it's just the fact that you have to actually stop some of them and ask, what school do you go to? Because they look like they're going to work.
I got that too. Once again, like I said, I went to an old girls school and I grew into my bigness, but you know, I was always a, you know, chubby child, but when I reached my junior year of high school, I wore a uniform to school. And when you get to your junior year in my school, you got to your junior year, you had an alternative uniform. So we had to go get all new uniforms. So when I got to my junior high school, my uniform became light blue and navy blue. Light blue shirt, navy blue vest with a navy blue skirt. And the skirt goes down to your knees, so forth and so forth.
Huh.
So at that time, two things was popping for me. And I think that's what changed my whole thing. Like when you looked at me and you see me, because I've had grown men approach me. When you look at me and you see me, I looked at like I worked for the MTA. You know, I got people stopping me, asking me for directions, asking me where they can catch the school train at. And I'd be an evil child that I was, would tell them to go down the block and make a left, and they got lost. Being an evil child I am.
Evil child you are.
Yeah, being an evil child I am, high schooler, you know, I did that. I gave them the wrong direction. But, you know, like you said, once you open your mouth and you... You know, that's always been my problem, though. I've always looked older than my age, you know. So I have a baby face, but that didn't help because my body was big. You know, I'm here walking around with double D cups, you know. So so it's like, you know, wow, you know. And I was when you see me walking with my homegirls, it was never like that. Hey, girl, it was never that.
Uh-huh.
I was more the mothering type. You know, everybody called me Big Mama. Mm-hmm. Even when I went away to college, I was always considered Big Mama. Because I'm the one that's going to sit up there and smack you in the back of your head and ask you to pull your skirt down. That's how I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, I mean, I get what you're saying. That does happen. I guess it's now to the fact that, you know, they have access. You know, you got these nails and lashes and all types of makeup and stuff like that. Like, I could not wear makeup unless I knew how to put it on properly. That was the goal. Like, I would have to sit in the room, and I was wearing dark makeup at that. I was wearing the black lipstick, the black eyeliner. Like, I was real ghetto with it. I had the big earrings on. So, yeah, I looked like an MT worker. MT worker.
I have a question.
No.
Do these, of course, do these little girls take advantage of the fact that they feel that they can do whatever the hell they want? Because people are going to think they're grown, and that gives them license to do whatever.
Well, that's kids who...
think he's grown too, but that don't mean he's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do. Okay, now, as adults, the girl can think whatever she wants to think. You being the man, you need to say, come on, this is a kid. You understand what I'm saying? But I think there's something out there find it refreshing to be with a younger woman because they're not plagued by all the problems and concerns that older women are plagued by. So I think that some men find it refreshing. They see it as, you know, like if you ever saw that movie American Beauty, how he actually saw this girl as being sublime and fresh and untouched, unscathed. You know, look at his wife. His wife was a nightmare. His daughter was morbid and depressed. So he saw this girl as a breath of fresh air. You understand what I'm saying? And you have men that actually see women like that, like young girls, as if, you know, she's untouched, she's fresh, she's still running through the grass, you know, she's still innocent, you know, her breasts are still upright and nicely firm, and, you know, guys think like that. And they probably figure, you know, this is someone who's not going to give me much trouble. She's just, all I have to do is probably buy her McDonald's and, you know, keep her in the latest jeans. You don't buy her the latest pair of jeans that is nothing to me but everything to her. So they figure, okay, this is a girlfriend. Until she starts saying, we don't spend no time together. I want to go to the amusement park. Well, you're like, okay, well, I have to work, baby. Now, I don't hear that. Then it starts to become a problem. Then the age starts to become a factor. Like that teacher that was dating that young girl, and what did she turn around and do? He left his wife. He left all reasoning behind for this new fresh piece of tail. And come to find out, she left him. Now, he done walked away from his wife and his kids for this girl. And what does she do? She's like, look, I'm young. I'm too young to be tied down. And you got kids. You want me to be a mother to these kids? And this is too much for me. I got to go. So now where is he at? Now he probably trying to sit there and get back with his first wife. Because he done realized the stupid choice he done made by leaving a sure thing for something fly by night. So, I don't know. I can honestly say that, you know, I think, when it comes to men or young girls, men need to be wiser and smarter and realize. When it comes to women or young boys, we need to recognize and realize that he's not our high school sweetheart from way back when. You know what I'm saying? He's not your second chance to get it right with the captain of the football team. You know? Realize it for what it is. Your time is over. Stop trying to live your life in the past through the present, messing these kids up in the mind. That's just my opinion.
Exactly.
Okay, well, on that note, I think we found a topic. I think we found a topic for May 1st, which is next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Older man, younger woman syndrome. But before we go and before we leave, I see we got Sun752. Hi, Sun.
You know.
Yeah.
He called us up all through the chat room all so long, and then at the end he got to come in. What do you want?
I was just coming in because I saw the show was about to end, and I noticed the chat room get cut off at 10 at 11 o'clock. See, I understand the rules. I mean, I'm a vet. So.
Oh. So you don't want to be heard. You just want to be seen.
I mean, I just wanted to hear.
I
support to the fullest.
I didn't see your number. You know I got to press it. Y'all know I got a syndrome. And if I see your number sitting here, I just got to bring you on. It's not my fault. Right, Quest?
I'm provoked and not that.
Right.
Okay. I didn't understand. I'll get it to me. But now, Sun just explained it to me.
so you guys can peep in whether they raise their hand or not.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can
do that.
Yeah, we can. But you did it. The only reason why I brought you in the first time was because you had your hand raised, but before I could get to you, you hung up. So
yeah,
when you pulled
before
back,
started
so when you pulled back, I thought, you know, I thought I had just seen you pop up, so I just thought that that's why you were calling back. So.
No, I'm good.
Anyway, thank y'all for tuning in and rolling with us and hanging out in the chat room. Really do appreciate it. I would bring in Sunny, but I'm going to respect Sunny's privacy.
And when he's lighting this camera, he's a fool, man.
Yes, we play favorites. We play favorites on this show. But shout out to Sunny. Shout out to John. Shout out to Maddie and Lady C and Rick and Sun and Quest.
Pretty easy page, C and Sun and Quest.
Don't forget Brick Cat. My cat namesake now. I have a cat namesake.
Can I just say this? Black reporter, why I can never finish a sentence without you jumping in?
Well, I'm trying to take it also.
No,
We're like peas and carrots.
Yep.
Don't look good together, but we mesh together so well. I know, I love peas and carrots.
Oh,
but anyway,
Lord.
We'll be back on Thursday. Leave me alone, Brittany. Hello. We'll be back on Thursday. Once again, send me those song requests. Son, you gonna send me some song requests to play on Thursday?
Some song requests?
Yeah, some songs.
I mean, I could try. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes when I'm called to action, that's when I get the writer's block. Or, you know, I can't think straight. I need to be relaxed at all times.
Oh, all right.
I've been meaning to ask you this something for the longest time, but I kept forgetting. Do you by any chance know today's math? Do you know today's math?
Today's mathematics. You know, knowledge.
Yeah, I do. Today's mathematics. No. No, I don't mess around with the proper information no more. That was
okay, for some reason I thought you were. I didn't know how to ask. I said, you just answer, you know today's math. Okay, I thought you were.
I'm definitely God body, but you know what I mean? Not to the fullest. Not like that no more. You know what I'm saying?
No more? Okay, we got
to
talk.
No doubt.
I'm serious. I got to talk to you about that stuff. Question.
Okay.
That would be an interesting show, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. He might get thrown out of somewhere if he talks too much.
Mm-mm.
Will they come after him if he talks too much?
Not even that, but just the fact that we have Stevie B. You know, Stevie B likes stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I know he do.
You know, that would be
that's
a nice
be an
conversation. I just want to throw them in the ring and let them go.
That's like throwing two tigers in the ring together. Are you kidding me? Oh,
I'm
my
writer,
God.
So that's not me.
He is going to throw y'all in the ring and let y'all go at it, son. You and
no.
He's going to go in there and be like, this is the topic for tonight, and then hang up and let them go at it.
He's going to hang up. Y'all come back to join each other. Y'all be laid out.
Nah, you,
bloody and bruised.
Only way you're going to get there, you have to take me back to my 20s. Now, it don't really matter like all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All the people that were there. No, I say that because most of the people that I was under the tutelage of that were serious about it ain't serious no more. And so, you know, I saw that it was very hypocritical. But you still got to draw the knowledge from its original base, and you just hold on to it like that. But once you see that the actions of people don't match the teachings, then
right.
You just have to take the teachings and run with it and do with it what you need.
Right.
That would be an interesting show. Go ahead
and
do that one.
I'm just saying.
You go ahead and do that one.
I'm going to find
cage,
man. I'm going to go to Fulton Street.
That'd be like Rocky. Be like, Dad, in this corner.
We need to have WWE night. Just get a panel just get a panel of polar opposites and just throw them on and on. Like, okay.
Yo, I like that. We're going to develop that. I like that.
Just mute myself.
I like that.
And mute black reporter, because black reporter was talking in between. Just mute myself and just let them go at it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that'll
happen.
On Wednesdays, WWE. That sounds good in theory, but I ain't with it.
You ain't with it?
I ain't with it. You see how many of them pulled out already.
Right, you know.
Okay, well, you know what? How about this? It'd be, what's the other dude's name again? Stevie B?
Uh-huh.
Versus Blessed Child. Lord have mercy.
Oh,
Lord have mercy, right.
Love you, Stevie B.
Blessed Child's a mess.
I'm sorry, I think Stevie B be on the floor. I think Blessed Child got it down. He made anybody surrender. I'm like, okay. That Blessed Child, we talk about oranges. They were like, can we go back to bananas?
I'm
not.
You
got a show Wednesday,
752?
Is there a show tomorrow?
Yeah, it is a show tomorrow. Hot shit. It's called Prayer Won't Work for Them. So basically.
What?
We talk about
Prayer won't work for them.
That's a
Prayer won't work for them. So basically, we talk about situations where we basically judging people. So you know how you play around with people like, yo, you going to hell for that. But this time we kind of serious. You know, we kind of serious.
Okay.
So, you know, thank Hitler, Stalin, Jim Jones, Idi Amin,
Jim Jones.
So anybody you think is going to hell or
Charles
already there, go. So, you know, you might feel like your bill collectors, you know what I mean? You know, they might be hell bound. Because sometimes they can piss you off and you'll fuck up your deck. You know what I'm saying? You got to answer
okay,
somebody.
Okay, I get
that, so.
Oh, that's
what
I'm talking
about. Interesting topic. That's how it's going down tomorrow. 8:30. Sun Always Shines, so solar system is still with a planet tomorrow around the sun. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, I'm Scorpio.
And what's the number to call?
Oh, the number to call is 347-677-1533.
And can we get there by also going to blogtalk.com/sun752? Yeah. Man, that affected us. Don't say that's how I always buy. I always slash 752. Slash 752.
When you Google me, it's only 1752. That's my claim to fame. I don't have to pay
so
Google no money. It's only 1752.
There's only one
black reporter. There's only 1752.
There's a lot of
works for me.
So check that.
Yeah. All right. All right, folks. This is our show for the evening because I gotta go. So, on that note, Black Reporter, do you want to share your homework assignment?
Yeah. We've had our fun, but it's time to go. But before we leave, there's one thing we want you to know. This should.
Right.
I can't read my writing.
Yeah. Okay.
This show can't work without you. That's why we love you too. So come on back next time we're on, and we shall have our own sort of fun.
What y'all think of that?
It's incomplete.
I think
where's
you
got to
practice.
Huh?
What's
incomplete.
It's incomplete.
Yeah, you definitely need to say that in the mirror about 10 times.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my first time doing it, okay? I mean,
didn't
the previous
one.
Yeah.
Didn't you write it?
You gotta write it five times.
Yeah, but if you wrote
it, you put
it
up. Oh, I'm sorry. Ricky, put it up. Oh, you didn't play it yesterday.
Oh. Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Oh, what?
The rule.
I don't know.
How you didn't play it yesterday? I know what.
I don't know
what we should do. How about this, Black Reporter? How about we record you saying it, and then we'll just play it as an MP3? Or you can send me...
She could put some music behind it.
Right. Some music behind it, I'm
going to
sound real good.
Or
I can have a computer
video.
Ooh. What's that?
That'll work. Not so high, though, but...
What'd you say?
Matter of fact, Crush, if you order it, you might be able to send it to one of your friends. And they run it through their studio for you.
Huh? What?
It might be my phone acting up. If you get it recorded, you might be able to send it to Mike or Katie G and see if they will put some music behind it for you. It wouldn't take them but a couple seconds.
Who's Michael or Eddie G? Who are these people?
Mm-hmm. I was talking about the guys on The Matrix.
Oh,
I'm gonna take them by a couple
those of... people.
Sorry, I don't know
what
you got ADG for. You mean KDG?
I said KDG.
It sounded like
Cartier?
No, it sounded like you said Eddie. Sorry.
Oh, my bad.
No, I wouldn't want to do that. But, I do all right.
Chris does all that.
Right, I do all right.
We got Chris Essentials here.
Right, I do all right by myself. Thank you very much.
Studio Chris moving.
Yeah.
You know, all the intros except for this one, I did.
That's right.
I got to all right by myself. Thank you very much.
Cross single-handedly did the Brick House theme.
Mm-hmm.
She did the Brick House theme. Give it up.
I did Crush Grooves. I did Pillow Talk.
she did the True Crime, which I love.
True Crime.
With the Lord Order.
Right.
Yeah,
I
like that one too.
Right. My True Crime.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Right.
Play the Lord Order 1. Welcome to True Crime. In today's society, criminal activity is considered especially heinous. We are here to discuss and dissect these reported crimes. These are the stories.
Good. I did like that.
I had my people heard that. They were like, "Can you do that?" Oh, for all those that don't know, my real name is Leticia Tisha. So if I say that, it's me. Don't say
that. I was like, "You go ahead, girl. Sound it all newsworthy."
Couldn't do it without Google Voice. I know, right? Because they do say that in the thing.
Now you got me in all these for watching some Law and Order tonight.
Well, I love Lord Order.
I do. I watch it on Netflix. I don't watch my TV anymore, folks. I got rid of my radio. I have not listened to actual radio unless I'm in like a cab or something like that.
Well, I tell you, if this internet crashes tomorrow, you're gonna be something else, ain't you? You're gonna be shooting yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, you. Why am I internet crashing tomorrow? Right,
if the internet crashed.
No, because you know what? I pulled out my books. So I'm good. If my internet goes down, I pulled out my books. I can get a head start in our book club.
That's true.
That
sounds like a personal thing to me.
That sounds like a personal thing.
The fact that we're having a book club and you haven't really told anybody about it.
Well, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about,
like
a little? You know what? I'm getting on a bus.
Where?
I'm coming to Iberia.
Where are you going, Brick?
First of all, the bus driver probably has to slow down just to put me off because they don't actually stop there. But
no,
you think I slow down while I jump off?
Exactly. they don't stop here anymore.
They might be in the middle of a cornfield. He gonna go New Iberia. In between the scarecrow.
Right, a wood sign. A wood sign.
Between the shed and the scarecrow, it's New Iberia.
No, it's not that bad, but
I probably see
you
laying on some corn patch whistling Dixie.
You're going to see cows. You walking down. See cows. You know the
black reporter up
the pole.
What you doing up that pole, black reporter? I'm using the cell phone. He climbed up the pole. Using the cell phone.
How you going to say
he I am you.
See, I'm going to crush the show right now. I'll be in the middle of the night. You're up a flagpole. I believe it.
No.
Yeah, okay.
You want a rooftop. You want the rooftop. Talk about this, the balcony, nigga. That's the rooftop. You want the balcony.
The balcony.
No, nigga, that's the roof. That ain't no balcony.
On that note, I'm saying good night.
Good night, Black Reporter. I cracked up. Good night, everybody. See y'all Thursday or Tuesday. 9 p.m. Eastern. Later.
Have a good night.
Good night.
See ya. Lita. What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. Bye.
Bye.